Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News is sponsored by the Richland Locker, a third-generation business with the best variety of fresh meat cuts and sausages, by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center, the perfect spot for a delicious lunch today, and by Care and Rehab Boscobel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, no matter their physical impairment or their mental condition. Light snow and 13 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Trump administration making its most straightforward statements on the war in Ukraine. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth in Brussels told the Ukraine Defense Contact Group NATO membership is not realistic.
We want, like you, a sovereign and prosperous Ukraine. But we must start by recognizing that returning to Ukraine's pre-2014 borders is an unrealistic objective.
A U.S. official tells ABC that Russian cyber criminal Alexander Vinnik is being returned to Russia in the deal that freed American teacher Mark Fogel. Eight inspectors general fired by President Trump have filed a lawsuit contesting their dismissals, saying he did not adhere to the law. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell told the House committee, "We are close but not there yet when it comes to inflation." His first public comments after today's Consumer Price Index report showed inflation at 3% in January compared to the year prior. This is ABC News. Chilling evidence offers a graphic glimpse into a 2023 underwater tragedy.
Five people were aboard the Ocean Gate submersible as it descended toward the wreckage of the Titanic on June 18, 2023. About 45 minutes into the dive, Titan lost contact with its support ship. 900 miles away, an underwater microphone picked up a sound. The Coast Guard calls it the suspected acoustic signature of the vessel's implosion. It's thought the five men aboard Titan were killed instantly. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
14 nominees will have the chance to get inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Billy Idol is a first-time appearance on the ballot, along with others like Joe Cocker. The ballots will be sent to more than 1,200 industry experts, musicians, and historians. The list of inductees will be revealed in April, the induction in the fall. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel. A family company.
Burnt again. Kenny here with my Easy Bake Oven. I have been working on my surprise for Valentine's Day, but I haven't had much success. But Christie's will be serving up cupcake, love note sugar cookies, chocolate dipped strawberries, and many other treats to fit that special day. Pre-order early, online, at the store, or give us a call at 649-2253. We would love to share in this special day. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Schmidt Wooden Hills, WCCU Credit Union, Kokenauer Insurance, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Advanced Contracting Solutions, Kendall Lube Express, Center Pharmacy, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, The Creative Outlet, Allied Ready Mix, PMI Windows, TC Auto Works, Southwest Technical College, D&T Pump and Well Service, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, Kickapoo Creekside,
and Court & Main Furniture and Mattress.
Good afternoon. It is a snowy 12 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. A winter weather advisory is in effect for the WRCO listening area until 3 tomorrow morning, and that includes a winter storm warning for Grant County for the same time period. Chilly with snow, 2 to 4 inches possible, with some 5-inch possibles in Grant and Iowa counties, a high of 19. Tonight, snow tapering off a bit after midnight, additional 1 to 2 inches possible, with a low of 3, and tomorrow, partly cloudy to sunny and cold with a high of 15. In Richland Center, it is a snowy 12 degrees after a low this morning of 5. We'll take a look at our weather-related announcements next.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found new life. Kickapoo Creekside is one of Wisconsin's newest supper clubs. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and the perfect old-fashioned, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Kickapoo Creekside, 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has achieved the prestigious 5-star rating from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. This rating is the highest possible and places RAMC among the elite. Only 8% of hospitals nationwide receive this distinction. The 5-star rating is based on 46 quality measures, including safety of care, patient experience, timely and effective care, and more. 5 stars indicates exceptional and consistent quality care right here in Reedsburg. RAMC Health.com.
Regular oil changes keep your vehicle running strong, and Kendall Lube Express on Highway 14 in Richland Center makes it quick and hassle-free. Get top quality service with trusted Mobile One products. No appointment needed. Just drive in, stay in your car, and let the professionals take care of the rest. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. The car wash bays are under construction, but Kendall Lube is open and ready to serve you. Fast, friendly, and reliable. Stop by Kendall Lube Express today.
Last year, the CFPB reported that credit cards from top retailers had an average APR of over 32% interest. At WCCU Credit Union, we understand that store credit cards come with some discounts and rewards. But if you're not paying these cards off monthly at over 30% interest, you're spending more than you know. WCCU has some of the best Visa and MasterCard programs, with options to transfer your balances from other cards to save you money. As you receive your credit card statements, look at the rates and terms. Then visit us at WCCU.coa to compare our rates, apply for a card, and transfer balances. For affordable credit from people you know and trust, contact any of our offices or visit us at WCCU.coa.
Helping you build a better life, WCCU Credit Union, feels so right.
Good afternoon. It's 12 degrees in Richland Center at 12:08 for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Due to the impending winter weather for today, the National Weather Service issued advisories and warnings as early as yesterday afternoon throughout the southern half of Wisconsin, as well as a large portion of Iowa and Illinois. The winter storm warning issued for Grant County prompted classes to be canceled yesterday evening in school districts within that county, which included Benton, Cassville, Darlington, Fenimore, Iowa Grant, Lancaster, Platteville, Potosi, River Ridge, Shelbsburg, and Southwestern. In-person classes were also canceled for Cuba City and Scales Mound, but they were having classes virtually today. We will keep listeners up to date on cancellations and closings as they come in, and they continue to come in. You can also find them on WRCO.com and the WRCO Radio Facebook page. We can tell you at this time that Hillsboro Schools will dismiss students at 1:30. Parent-teacher conferences have been canceled, along with all after-school activities. The Brewer Public Library will close today at 1. The Ithaca FFA Blood Drive is not being held today. The Impact Life Blood Drive at Julie Karen State Farm Insurance has been moved to tomorrow. Richland Community Food Pantry is closed, and the Euchre at the old Avoca building at 1 is canceled today. The Nutrition Advisory Council meeting in Richland Center is canceled. The Boaz Lions Club meeting at 6:30 is canceled. And Grant County ADRC bus senior dining sites and Meals on Wheels are all canceled today. As winter sets in, snow and ice can turn sidewalks and driveways and parking lots into hazardous zones. Meteorologist Brittany Merlo has more on ways to stay safe when it's icy.
Slip and fall injuries are among the most common winter-related accidents, often leading to serious consequences like fractures, sprains, or head injuries.
So you want to make sure you've got some good quality footwear on or some good traction with your footwear so that you make sure when you're making contact with the ground, starting from your feet down, you've got good tread, non-slip soles, something that's pretty stable and secure on your feet.
That's Caitlin Eichmann, a physical therapist at Aspirus. She says the first line of defense is keeping pathways clear of snow and ice. Shovel walkways promptly. And for added safety, apply ice melting products like rock salt or sand to improve traction.
So we typically encourage patients to make your base of support a little wider. So think of your feet like penguin feet. You want to turn them outward a little bit and take short steps.
And slopes and stairs can be particularly dangerous for individuals with limited mobility.
So you want to make sure you move slowly, look where you're going. Use a hand railing when you can or the railing on your car. You want to also try and keep your arms free. So don't try and get out of, step onto a curb that's at an angle with your arms full of all your grocery bags.
And winter hazards don't stop at the doorstep. Melted snow and water tracked inside can create slippery floors. So be sure to put down absorbent mats at all entrances and use boot trays to catch excess water.
The City of Richland Center reminds residents that a city ordinance requires property owners, occupants, or those in charge of a property to clear snow and ice from abutting sidewalks within 12 hours after the end of a snowfall or rainfall. This includes sidewalks fronting on intersecting streets, crosswalks, and curb ramps. If ice cannot be removed, apply salt, sand, or a similar substance to make it safe for walking. Lack of adherence may result in the city removing the snow and ice, with the cost billed to the property owner. For everyone's safety, please keep your sidewalks clear this winter. With freezing temperatures across the state, AAA is warning Wisconsin residents that letting their cars sit idle to warm up isn't actually a good idea. AAA officials say driving normally and avoiding hard acceleration will warm up car engines faster while also reducing wear and tear and exhaust emissions. They're also reminding residents that before they hit the road, it's a good idea to take safety precautions. Drivers should have an emergency kit with warm clothing in the car and keep their fuel tank as high as they can to prevent freezing. Wisconsin has joined a group of nine other states and the District of Columbia in fighting to maintain higher standards for lead in the water system. The federal rule went into effect on December 30th and is facing a legal challenge by the American Water Works Association. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call says the common sense rule should remain in place as lead exposure has been shown to be a health hazard, especially for children. Governor Tony Evers also announced an emergency rule raising lead standards in the state of a state of the state address. Interim Richland County Administrator Derek Kalish reported to the County Executive and Finance Committee that Maximus has provided cost allocation planning services to Richland County since 2013. Maximus prepares a central services cost allocation plan on behalf of the county, which identifies the various costs incurred by the county to support and administer outside-funded federal programs. The plan contains a determination of allowable cost of providing each supporting service, such as accounting, legal counsel, data processing, and more. Various departments within the county use these plans for funding, reporting, and reimbursement purposes. The three-year contract, at a cost of $12,450, will run from April 15, 2025, to March 31, 2028. A resolution approving a new collective bargaining agreement with the Richland County Deputy Sheriff's Association, WPPA, known as the Union. The current collective bargaining agreement between Richland County and union representing the sworn employees of the Sheriff's Department expired on December 31, 2024, and the members of the union have ratified a collective bargaining agreement for 2025 to 2027. The Executive and Finance Standing Committee unanimously recommended moving this resolution on to the Richland County Board of Supervisors for approval. The committee is also working on a possible short-term rental ordinance, which would be in addition to the state permit. The plan is to bring it back in March. Proposed changes to grant funding by the National Institutes for Health could have serious consequences for the universities of Wisconsin. A federal judge Monday blocked the NIH's announced 15% cap on indirect cost for all new and current grants. In a Monday Newsmakers interview with Wisconsin Eye, UW System President Jay Rothman talked about what those grants support. He said at UW-Madison alone, the NIH supports research on cancer, Alzheimer's disease, and diabetes. A federal judge Monday blocked the NIH's announced 15% cap on indirect cost for all new and current grants. The change would impact UW-Madison and UW-Milwaukee, both of which receive NIH research funding. In the interview, the Wisconsin Eye Rothman said the decision from the Trump administration was, quote, not done in a businesslike fashion, and that it doesn't look like there was a whole lot of analysis that went into it. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call is joining a lawsuit against John Deere. Wisconsin and four other states accused Deere of forcing owners of its equipment to only use its own teams to make adjustments or repairs. Deere has been at the center of the right to repair movement, with farmers and mechanics accusing the company of disabling any tractor that is repaired by its owner or third parties. Moline, Illinois-based Deere is the world's largest maker of agricultural equipment. Six Wisconsin Head Start programs still can't access the federal payment systems that keep them running. The White House was met with pushback when staff announced they'd be pausing all federal grant and loan payments, which impacts all kinds of things, from health care to law enforcement, and of course, Head Start programs. States and nonprofits filed lawsuits right away, and the Trump administration ended up rescinding the memo. But some Head Start locations across Wisconsin have been locked out of the payment program ever since. 3,000 children are enrolled in those six Head Start locations. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Transportation have announced a $100 million investment in rural road infrastructure. The funding through the Agricultural Roads Improvement Program will support 55 projects across the state and target aging local roads that serve as transportation corridors for the state's agricultural industry. The program can offer reimbursement of up to 90% of the total cost for eligible projects. It's 13 degrees in Richland Center at 12:18. Be wary of lottery and sweepstakes scams. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We understand the loss of a loved one is a complicated and very stressful time for surviving family members. We pride ourselves on making final arrangements convenient and stress-free. Our services and memorial facilities have been designed with your family's comfort and convenience in mind. We are equipped to meet all of your requests, allowing you time to connect with family and friends while celebrating and reflecting on your loved one's life. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service's dedicated funeral directors and staff are here for you.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
It is a snowy 13 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:20. Millions of Americans play the lottery and enter sweepstakes hoping to win money. Whether it's a small amount or a large fortune, consumers hope to become a winner. Some individuals who like to take their chance at becoming a winner could be targeted by scammers through a letter. Michelle Reinen is with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
This is the time of year when we see all sorts of sweepstakes, some of them promoted on the television, some legit, but then those impersonators come out. But we have received complaints for consumers already this year that have received a letter. The scammers here sent a formal, legitimate-looking letter to the consumer, which included a fake, non-cashable sample check for over $16,000, and that was to try and gain that consumer's trust. The letter explained that the consumer had been automatically entered in the lottery by making a credit card purchase at a participating grocery store or gas station, and then that resulted in them winning over $1 million to be distributed in monthly increments after fees had been paid.
The letter you may receive might seem legitimate, but it actually is meant to help you lure into the scam.
The letter goes on to ask the consumer to call a phone number, but it warns them that they have had failed attempts to reach them by phone, and this letter was that final notice before their account was canceled and their winnings were lost. So it adds that urgency to the situation. In order to access the winnings, they needed to pay over $10,000 in those fake taxes and fees. And of course, the consumers asked to keep their fake winnings a secret for security and media release purposes because they want to do a big announcement. So they don't want them letting the cat out of the bag and sharing their good fortune with anyone at this point in time. But we need people to rip this letter up and not respond to it.
Michelle Reinen says that there are things written in the letter that should warn consumers it is indeed a scam.
We can see some red flags in this. You know, a prize is a prize. You don't need to pay money to receive it. You might have taxes and fees come out of your winnings, but you don't need to pay out of your pocket in order to receive that prize. And be suspicious of any claim that you've won a lottery or some sweepstakes that you never signed up for. You know, you need to be signing up for these in order to win them. So no matter how real a lottery letter looks, always do your research, verify those claims independently before believing them, and don't let that scammer use those high-pressure tactics like deadlines and final notices steal your own money out of your pocketbook.
If you suspect a fake lottery winning letter or have been scammed, you can contact DADCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at datcphotline@wi.gov. Support is being accepted for Kickapoo Area School District Superintendent Kim Johnson. Johnson was traveling east on Pierce Hill Road in the town of Viroqua Monday morning. As she came over the knoll, she was unable to avoid a vehicle in her lane. The vehicle struck nearly head-on and came to rest in the front yard of a private residence. Johnson had to be extricated from her vehicle by the Viroqua Fire Department. She was then flown by Gunderson Air to Amplify Gunderson Health System in La Crosse with serious injuries. Kim Johnson faces a long road to recovery. Donations are being accepted for her and her family at Riverbank in Westby and also through Venmo at Kim-Johnson03. Cash or checks may be dropped off or mailed to the Riverbank. Please make checks payable to Kim Johnson Benefit. City Utilities is being honored by American Public Power Association during Smart Energy Provider Week, which highlights how those with the designation make their communities better through energy efficiency, sustainability, and other programs. The Smart Energy Provider Program recognizes public power utilities for a commitment to smart energy programming. APPA represents all the public utilities throughout the country. There are only 111 nationwide SCP designees out of the more than 2,000 public utilities spanning the United States. This designation lasts 3 years. Utilities with this designation are nationally recognized for making the effort to incorporate sustainability and efficiency while maintaining affordability. The process evaluates their work against best industry practices, providing a litmus test for current work and guiding criteria for potential improvement. Scott Gald, utilities manager, said, quote, "This demonstrates the work everyone at City Utilities puts in to make our great community even better. We're proud to be celebrated for those efforts and remain motivated to accomplish even more for our customers." Smart Energy Provider Week is this week and runs through Friday. A study of 2,610 Wisconsin high school football players found that wearing soft-shell helmet covers marketed as guardian cap helmet devices during practice had no effect on the rates of sports-related concussions. This is one of very few studies to evaluate how the caps perform in real-world conditions. Dr. Aaron Hammer, the study's lead author and assistant professor of orthopedics and rehabilitation at the University of Wisconsin School of Medicine and Public Health, said, "Unfortunately, we found that using these devices may provide false reassurance to players and their parents who are hoping to reduce their children's risk of concussion." A research team led by Hammer, who is also a sports medicine physician at UW Health, followed players from 41 Wisconsin high school teams during the 2023 football season. Individual teams decided who would wear the caps. Some of the players wore the football guardian cap XT during practice, and some never wore them. The caps were not worn during games. Head injuries were assessed by the team's athletic trainers, who also kept track of helmet models, cap use, and number of times a player practiced or played in a football game. Upon comparing concussion rates between the 1,188 players who did not wear guardian caps during practice and the 1,451 players who did, researchers found no statistical difference between the groups. Of the 64 concussions sustained during practice, 33 happened to players wearing guardian caps and 31 to those in the group without caps. Data analysis showed that other factors had no bearing on concussion risk during the study, such as whether the players had experienced previous concussions, the brand of helmet they wore, years of tackle football experience, or whether the playing surface was artificial turf or grass. Previous laboratory tests had suggested the extra padding in guardian caps could reduce forces to the head during impact. Using a large sample size, Hammer's peer-reviewed study assessed real-world concussion rate differences between groups of players using the caps and not using the caps. She cautioned that the study cannot be generalized to collegiate and professional league levels of football, however, because those players wear a different, thicker model of the device. The researchers advised that high school teams implement data-backed interventions to reduce sports-related head injury rates, such as employing athletic trainers and supporting rule changes to limit contact during practice. These interventions have been shown to reduce sports-related concussions by 64%. Additional risk reduction measures include training coaches and football safety, which halved concussion rates, and adding extra jaw padding to the helmets, which lowered rates by 31%. Travel Wisconsin's Snow Report tool can help you find your next winter adventure. With more, here's Civic Media's Jimmy Kuska.
Winter is here in Wisconsin, and there's plenty to do around the state. A resource for finding your next adventure is the Snow Report, and Logan Rogge of Travel Wisconsin says it shows more than weather conditions around the state.
It's more than just learning about, you know, what the conditions are. It's really this full-fledged planning resource. So you can click a destination on the map and say it's a snowmobile trail or a ski hill, and you're going to find ideas for nearby restaurants to eat at, places you can spend the night, events that are happening in the area, and all these other ideas to just sort of round out that winter getaway. And you can check that out at travelwisconsin.com/snowreport.
You can also find other winter activities and information on the Travel Wisconsin website. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
Today's winner of $75 in the Richland Center High School Sports Booster Calendar Raffle is Kirk Stibbe on ticket number 175. It's 14 degrees in Richland Center. Today's vital statistics are next.
Love is in the air, and I love my customers. This is Heather, owner of the Creative Outlet. Don't you love anniversaries? At the Creative Outlet, Valentine's Day marks my 17th year in business. I have enjoyed selling craft supplies and providing local crafters a place to sell the items that they make all year round. I also provide opportunities for you to purchase gently used clothing for men, women, and children at resale prices. I can't wait to see what year 17 will bring. Come join the fun at the Creative Outlet in downtown Richland Center.
At Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, we understand the importance of reliable auto body repairs. Our skilled technicians deliver high-quality service, and our free loaners keep you mobile. Known for our outstanding reputation, we provide the best for our customers. Choose Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists for all your auto body repair needs and see why we're trusted by many. Stop by today and drive away with peace of mind. Come on down to Elm Street in Boscobel or give us a call at 608-375-4434.
This President's Day, it's time to save big on the furniture you've been dreaming of. At Court & Main Furniture & Mattress, they're celebrating with unbeatable deals on everything from cozy sofas to stylish dining sets, bedroom furniture, and more. All marked down for huge savings. Plus, get free delivery on all purchases during the limited-time President's Day sale. Whether you need a new recliner to relax in or a chic table to host your guests, they've got you covered. Hurry in, these deals won't last long. Visit Court & Main downtown Richland Center to take advantage of the President's Day savings before they're gone. Court & Main, where your dream home is just a sail away.
This is Michael with Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. We service and repair all makes and models of furnaces and boilers. The maintenance on your furnace is just as important as servicing your vehicle. By staying on top of routine maintenance with a clean, well-adjusted heating system, you will save money, fuel, and prolong equipment life. Annual service can help acknowledge any early warning signs that your system may be malfunctioning. If your heating system is falling behind on efficiency, Armstrong Air's product family includes a smart, efficient solution for every home. The Pro Series from Armstrong Air takes control to a whole new level. More precise temperatures, more control throughout your home, more heat out of every dollar. Call today for more information or to schedule an appointment. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, 647-6345.
Snow continues to fall in Richland Center on this Wednesday afternoon, February 12th. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Carol Sue Otteson, 85, of Richland Center, died February 3rd. Funeral services will be held this afternoon at 1:30 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Dayton Corners Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel from now until the time of service at 1:30. Carol Otteson is survived by four children: Brenda Otteson, Eric and Barb Otteson, Matthew and Kelly Otteson, and Michael Otteson. Also two sisters, Deanna O'Connell and Manola Norris. Carol Sue Otteson, 85, of Richland Center. Michael Martin Baker, 54, of Richland Center, died February 2nd at home. Graveside services will be held Thursday at noon at the Dayton Corners Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Mike Baker is survived by his mother, Jackie Baker of Richland Center, father, Douglas Baker of Georgia, two brothers, Shane and Haley Clems of Richland Center, and Brian Baker of Georgia, uncles, special aunt Liz Gott of Waterloo, special cousin Amy B. Barrett of Waterloo, special friends Jamie, Rich, and Tim, and many cousins and friends. Michael Martin Baker, 54, of Richland Center. Kason Stifler, 22, of Richland Center, died unexpectedly Friday. A celebration of life will be held Thursday at 4 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in St. Mary's Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Thursday from 2 until the time of service at 4. Kason Stifler is survived by his parents, Jenna and Chad Johnson, two sisters, Cadence and Cambry Stifler, brother, Carson, two stepsisters, Roslyn Johnson and Brooklyn Schmidt, stepbrother, Reese Johnson, grandparents, Roger and Veronica Foley, step-grandparents, Bob and Cam Johnson, favorite Aunt Becky, special friend, Caitlin Pinkham, and many aunts, uncles, cousins, and friends. Kason Stifler, 22, of Richland Center. James Jim Brisboy Jr., 64, of Reedsburg in Ithaca, died February 3rd following a long illness. A memorial gathering will be held Sunday from 11 until 2 at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center. A private family burial will be held in the spring. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to a favorite local animal shelter. Survivors of Jim Brisboy include his sister, Deanne and Tom Ressler of Loganville, a brother, Ron and Maureen Brisboy of Ithaca, sister-in-law, Kim Houck, many nieces, nephews, cousins, and friends, and special friends Cindy Howland of Baraboo and Gerard Hine of Boaz. James Jim Brisboy Jr., 64 of Reedsburg and Ithaca.
From February 17th through March 8th, get 20% off selected items at Krause Monument. With top quality craftsmanship, top service, and a 90-day guarantee, your satisfaction is assured. Call today to make an appointment with Krause Monument at 608-647-8314.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
TC Auto Works is your one-stop vehicle experts. From routine maintenance to complex repairs or your next vehicle purchase, you can trust the team at TC Auto Works for all your automotive needs. TC Auto Works is your steering and suspension specialist. From tires, shocks, suspension parts to steering components, TC Auto Works is now offering financing on repairs over with qualifying credit. See dealer for details. TC Auto Works, Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Are you looking for a local concrete contractor you can trust? It's a pleasure to recommend Advanced Contracting Solutions. Bailey and his team can handle any project from concrete foundations to flat work to retaining walls and everything in between, including snow plowing for commercial or residential. You can trust accurate estimates and excellent workmanship, which makes happy repeat customers. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 and discuss your projects. Advanced Contracting Solutions is booking projects for 2025. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned independent pharmacy proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Wayne and Jacqueline Fetteplace and Jody and Heather Cornell. Best wishes to you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, a long strip of snow extending from Kansas and Nebraska up through Wisconsin and Michigan will be with us through tonight and should bring several inches of accumulation, so please travel carefully out there. It will be a dry, powdery snow, pretty easy to shovel and move around. Otherwise, a reinforcing shot of cold air coming in behind this by tomorrow, so bundle up as you get out there to clean up. At least we'll see a bit of sunshine for Thursday. The next storm system, though, quickly moving in by Friday afternoon, sticking with us into Saturday, should bring us several inches of snow. And with that, some breezier conditions, so definitely some tricky travel once again. We will see an even colder batch of air move in from Canada going into Sunday and Monday, lasting into the early part of next week with temperatures about 20 degrees below normal. Our forecast for the rest of today includes a winter weather advisory until 3 o'clock tomorrow morning for most of our listening area and a winter storm warning down in Grant County. Cool with the snow continuing, generally 2 to 4 inches possible through the late afternoon, high of 19. There could be some 5-inch totals down toward Grant and Iowa counties. Wind northeast to north at 5 to 13. Snow diminishing slightly after midnight tonight, maybe another 1 to 2 inches throughout the evening. The low temperature dipping down to 3. Tomorrow, partly cloudy to sunny and brisk with a high of only 15. Northwest wind around 15 becoming west. On Friday, starting off at 7 below 0 in the morning, high 25. High chance of snow by mid-afternoon, could be 3 to 6 inches through late Friday night. And Saturday, chance of snow showers, mostly cloudy and breezy, high 27. Sunday, partly cloudy, breezy and cold, high of 13. Monday, partly cloudy, high of 9. Bitter cold out there. Tuesday looks very cold as well, with a slight chance of light snow, high near 10 degrees. Please travel carefully. Enjoy that snow. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's currently a snowy 14 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 20, our low this morning was 5. Our high so far today, our current temperature of 14. The record high for this state was set in 1976 at 60 degrees. The record low, 21 below, was set in 1981. Last year's high was 48 with a low of 20. Sunset tonight will be at 5:28, with sunrise tomorrow at 7:03. Currently in Richland Center, we have northeasterly winds at 3 to 4 miles per hour. The barometer is down to 29.94, and we have received about a half inch of snow here at the WRCO studios. Again, currently in Richland Center, it is a snowy 14 degrees. Due to the winter weather advisory and winter storm warning in Grant County, we do have some weather-related announcements to pass your way. Hillsborough schools will dismiss at 1:30. Parent-teacher conferences have been canceled, along with all after-school activities. The Brewer Public Library will close at 1. The Ithaca FFA Blood Drive is not being held today. The Impact Life Blood Drive at Julie Karen State Farm Insurance has been postponed until tomorrow. Richland Community Food Pantry is closed. Euchre at the old Avoca building at 1 today is canceled. The Nutrition Advisory Council meeting in Richland Center is canceled. And the Boaz Lions Club meeting at 6:30 tonight is canceled.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide.
Good afternoon. This is Andy from Equity Livestock. Tomorrow's our feeder sale. Got quite a few head consigned. Here are some of our consignments. We got 10 beef steers and heifers, 700 to 800 pound shots on some feed. 15 to 20 beef steers and heifers, 600 to 700 pound shots on some feed. 20 beef steers and heifers, 500 to 800 pound shots. 10 beef bulls and heifers, 400 to 550 shots. 10 bred black cows running with a black bull. We'll be preg checked later this afternoon. 8 to 10 beef, 450, 500 pound shots. And 10 to 15 Holstein and beef steers, 450, 600 pound shots, and had some other beef cows called in for the sale. But if you have any more questions or consignments, feel free to call the barn at 647-6151 or Andy at 434-4023. And don't forget, we're open till 7 tonight for your convenience and open back up at 7 a.m. 11 o'clock is the sale. Thank you and have a good day.
The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
What it takes to stay in the farming and ranching game. Today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Something as simple as emptying a grain bin can lead to tragedy. Grain headed toward an auger is like quicksand, and farmers who've been pulled under have suffocated. If you absolutely have to be in the bin, make sure you're wearing a safety harness tethered to keep you above the surface. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Keeping the eye on the prize is not a passive exercise. Marty Matlock is a professor of ecological engineering at the University of Arkansas and was the featured guest in a recent episode of the Farm Food Facts podcast from U.S. Farmers and Ranchers in Action.
If you want to be farming in 5 years, and if you want your kids to be farming in 20 years, you got to pay attention to the challenges coming, because they're not the challenges your grandfathers faced. They're harder, in some ways more intractable, because they're related to global access to markets, related to global reputation of production, as well as, frankly, changing climate conditions.
Matlock advises commodity growers how to become resilient and sustainable in today's market climate. He says it really boils down to one of the simplest lessons in economics.
The value of our products and the input costs are the two things that determine whether you stay in business. Fundamental lemonade stand at the corner for the kids lessons. If it costs more to make the thing that you're selling, you're not in business very long. Figure out how to manage input costs, because the variability of input costs are going to increase. That's efficiency of use.
Learn more at the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm news and market update on WRCO is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City, taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home, garden, tractor. McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
A changing marketplace has prompted new soybean research. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. First, a marketing advisor says there might be some opportunities for farmers growing wheat this year. Matt Bennett from AgMarket.net tells Brownfield world wheat stocks have been whittled down over the past few years, and the top exporter might have weather problems.
You've got to understand, with that Russian wheat crop going into dormancy in pretty poor shape, they're your number one world wheat exporter. Most people are saying that their weather looks a little threatening here over the next 2 weeks as well, where they may have some issues with excessively cold weather and not enough snow cover.
Bennett says for most of his career, the wheat stocks to use ratio has been over 50%. 50% most of the time.
It's not there anymore. And so you got to understand, yes, you can grow wheat anywhere in the world. You can fix a wheat shortage anywhere, but people don't seem to want to grow wheat anymore. And so with that being the case, if you really cut into this world wheat stock situation, you're going to see some fireworks.
Bennett says he's optimistic about the wheat market this year, but like all crops, he encourages building a smart marketing plan with a good floor under the market as it rallies. A soybean researcher says the potential for a huge crush market is forcing his team to study soybeans planted after soybeans. Sean Connolly with the University of Wisconsin says normally his advice is don't do it because of the increased disease risks and other challenges. But Connolly says the crop rotations used now might not meet the 70 million bushel demand of the planned soybean crushing facility near Evansville.
In an average year, we grow up somewhere around 105, 110 million bushels. So roughly that one facility alone would take about 70% of our production. So just based on logistics, based on storage, delivery, there's probably going to be some demand for how do we best manage it instead of me telling people don't do it.
Connolly says 2025 is year number two for this study, and they will be looking at insect pressures, weeds, and fertility-related issues on second-year soybeans. A bill to ensure farm families have access to higher education has been introduced in the U.S. Senate. Iowa Republicans Joni Ernst and Chuck Grassley introduced the Bipartisan Family, Farm, and Small Business Exemption Act, which Grassley says would codify what the Education Department has already confirmed.
Farm and small business assets should be exempt from declaration on the free application for federal student aid, FAFSA for short.
He says many family farms and small businesses are asset rich but cash poor, and his legislation restores the original exemption of non-liquid assets when determining a family's FAFSA eligibility. The USDA reports a pair of new U.S. export sales, unknown destinations buying 120,000 tons of soybeans and 130,000 tons of corn. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
When it comes to fungicide, many growers only think about disease control.
Tar spot.
At Bayer, we handle tar spot. But we also think beyond disease control.
Wait, how?
With Dalaro Complete, it has three modes of action. We also think about boosting overall plant health in many ways.
Huh. Better greening, increased stock strength, higher grain fill.
Now you're thinking. Thinking complete with Bayer. Learn more at DelauroComplete.us. Always read and follow pesticide label directions.
Trivolt Corn Herbicide from Bayer delivers clean fields for up to 8 weeks. But don't believe us. Listen to some of the growers who've already sprayed it on millions of acres.
It performed great for long past 8 weeks.
The proof is in the field.
And the proof is in the results.
Trivolt kept my fields clean from the time I sprayed it clear through tasseling.
Results growers are more than pleased with.
If it doesn't make dollars, it doesn't make sense.
They've tried it. You should too. Talk to your local dealer. Trivolt is a restricted-use pesticide. Consult your state pesticide regulator for specific restrictions. Read and follow pesticide label directions.
Wilkinson Auction and Realty Company works harder to get you the top dollar for your property. The team will help you prepare your property to sell and then engage the right buyers. Wilkinson Auction and Realty has the experience and expertise to handle all aspects of the sale from listing to closing, including transferring titles and accepting wire transfers. Wilkinson Auction and Realty Company online at wilkinsonauctions.com. Call 739-4404.
A sluggish start for direct cash cattle trading. Cash hogs are higher at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity has had a quiet start following the light business that took place Tuesday. Bids have surfaced at $202 to $203 live and $320 dress, both out of the north. Deals on Tuesday were marked at $203, $3 lower than the previous week's weighted averages. Weather could be a factor in today's business, so it may be Thursday or Friday before any more trade develops. Box beef is lower at midday on light demand for moderate offerings. Choice down $1.52 at $320.94. Select is $207 lower at $310.14. At the Kingsville Livestock Auction in Missouri, steers sold uneven with most weight classes steady to $5 lower. There were a few large groups of grazing cattle that were stick-out sales and brought higher dollars. Steers 650 to 750 pounds were $5 to $10 lower with spots of $15 lower. Heifers also sold uneven. Calves were mostly steady to $5 higher, while yearlings were mostly steady to $5 lower. The USDA says demand was good for a heavy supply and quality was mostly attractive. Feeder supply included 50% steers. Medium and large one feeder steer, 610 to 632 pounds, brought 318 to 347.50. Feeder steer, 653 to 697 pounds, brought $285 to $309. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 668 to 695 pounds, brought $273 to $289. Cash hogs are higher at midday with solid negotiated purchases. Processors are starting the day more aggressive in their procurement efforts as more numbers are needed to keep chains moving. Pork cutout values continue to be inconsistent, limiting the potential upside for cash hogs. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market has been strong. That is helping provide price support, but long-term domestic demand uncertainties linger. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct were up 204 with a weighted average of 88.57. The Iowa Minnesota's 218 higher with a weighted average of 89.67. And the Western Corn Belt up 229 with a weighted average of 89.78. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $62, and pork values were lower at midday, down 91 cents at $98.81. Loins, butts, and bellies were all lower. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
Do weed control right the first time and deliver the knockout punch to weeds with Status Herbicide. Status Herbicide is the number one broadleaf herbicide for corn, going up against the toughest weeds in your fields. Use it as your frontline post-application in a tank mix with Zidua SC Herbicide for one heck of a knockdown that keeps HPPD-resistant weeds out for the rest of the season. Explore more at statusherbicide.com. Always read and follow label directions.
The Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative is your local feed mill that's ready to mix your next batch of feed. Any size, from 100 pounds to 6 tons. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative can take care of your chicken, cows, and horse nutritional needs, plus all other animals in between. What you feed and how you feed greatly impacts your feed efficiency and profitability. If you're looking for ways to improve your animal's feed efficiency, contact Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut in Reedsburg, 524-3815. That's 608-524-3815.
Soybeans are lower, corn, cattle, and hogs are higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein's focus on delivering higher yielding genetics faster than the competition is why they've released more Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans are lower today. Near-term forecasts have more rain in parts of Argentina and better harvest weather for central Brazil. Unknown destinations did buy U.S. beans ahead of the open, but export demand has definitely slowed down. March beans are 15 and three quarters lower at 1027 and three quarters. May's down 15 at 1045 and a quarter. March soybean meal's $1.80 lower at $294.80, and March soybean oil's down 73 points at $45.40. Corn is up. It's also monitoring weather in South America and looking at a generally good demand. Well, it looks at a generally good demand picture. Unknown also bought U.S. corn Wednesday, and while ethanol production was down in the week, it was still above average. March is up 5 at 489. May is 4 and 3 quarters higher at 502 and 3 quarters. And wheat's mixed on the mostly lower side of things right now, keeping an eye on a winter storm and colder temperatures in parts of the plains and Midwest. Russia's grain export cap officially goes into effect Saturday. March Chicago's down three quarters at 576 and a quarter. March Kansas City's up three quarters at 593 and a half. March Minneapolis wheat's two lower at 616 and a half. Live and feeder cattle are higher, waiting for widespread direct business, and with that winter storm in parts of the Midwest and Plains, they might be waiting a while for the rest of the week's trade. Some light trade was reported yesterday at 203 live, $3 lower than a week ago. Most active April live is up 7 at 196.07, and March feeders are 40 higher at 265.17. And hogs are up on these steady to sharply higher cash, helping them shrug off the lower midday move in pork. April's $1.35 higher at $94.32, and May's up 97 cents at $97.82. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Hi everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Spring is right around the corner. Is your yard equipment ready? Now through March 31st, bring in your Ryder, tiller, push mower, or weed eater and get 10% off your total bill at Walsh's Ace. Need a hand? We offer pickup and delivery too. Don't wait. Get your equipment tuned up and ready for the season at Walsh's Ace. Walsh's Ace, your neighborhood place for everything outdoors. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Science-backed information. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Did you know that everything the Beef Checkoff claims about the health benefits of beef has to be backed by science? Dan Gaddis is a Texas cattle producer and served as the 2024 chairman of the Federation of State Beef Councils. He tells Brownfield this is crucial as the beef industry took part in the hearings to establish the 2025 dietary guidelines.
Our detractors and everybody else can say whatever they want to, and they get to say whatever they want to, but we're required that anything we say has to be backed up by scientific data, which we're okay with because we've got great science and great research behind our product. When you start looking at the nutritional aspect of beef, you know, in the diet, when you start looking at bioavailability, and you know, as a lot of people know, if you read any article in any health magazine today, what is the number one topic they talk about? Protein, and that we need more protein. But when you really look at what is the best source of that protein from an amino acid profile, our research shows that it's beef. That is the most nutritious way to get that additional protein for our youth, for our young people, all the way up to our elderly.
Research has found that meat and poultry are important for meeting dietary needs for protein, iron, zinc, copper, vitamin B6, B12, and potassium. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Do weed control right the first time and deliver the knockout punch to weeds with Status Herbicide. Status Herbicide is the number one broadleaf herbicide for corn, going up against the toughest weeds in your fields. Use it as your frontline post-application in a tank mix with Zidua SC Herbicide for one heck of a knockdown that keeps HPPD-resistant weeds out for the rest of the season. Explore more at statusherbicide.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. American Mark Vogel, who was being held in Russia on drug possession charges, released. And now a U.S. official saying the United States is preparing to return cybercrime kingpin Alexander Vinnick in exchange. ABC's Karen Travers at